just talk about your decision to come to Jacksonville?
Well, it was a tough decision. Yeah. Coach Bradley comes highly recommended for Coach Carroll. Pete and I coached together in New England and in USC. I know a lot of people say, how could you walk away from a head job? But being a head coach, I learned quite a bit, and I've always liked coaching in the NFL and just being with this organization. David Caldwell, the owner, and Gus had a chance to meet with them, and they sold me that this program, this organization is on the rise, so I want to be a part of it.
Was it more of a, are you, when you look back, are you more of an NFL guy, do you think? Do you think that was part of it? Or?
Well, I think it's part of it. I mean, I've coached in college and the NFL, right. So I just think where this organization is going and who the head coach is and the owner and the GM, I just felt like it was a good fit. Being a head coach is tough, especially at a mid-level program like New Mexico State, and I appreciate the opportunity that I was able to get, but at the end of the day, I just wanted to be a part of this organization.
What is it about Bradley that has everybody talking so highly of him?
He's smart, very intelligent, a lot of energy, a great vision. Just spending 10 minutes with him, you just know that he's a real guy. And I've been a head coach before, so you could just tell that he has answers. And so I was just overly impressed with him.
You get guys like you with a head coaching experience, Jerry Sullivan, been around a long time, but then there's also a mix of really first-time NFL guys in here. Can you just speak to that, having that mixed bag on the coaching?
Well, I think level? It starts at the top. I think with coaches' vision, there's good coaches everywhere. I know you can look at college guys and pro guys, but I think a good coach is a good coach. But I think when you have a good leader that's directing you in the right direction, it's easy to follow. And I think he's made it pretty clear exactly, where we're headed.
What have you seen on tape of the guys that are currently here?
At this stage of it, for me, it's just evaluations. I'm not going to get into who's good and who's not good, because that's really not my decision. Just all I'm trying to do is just kind of get a feel, because I've been away from the NFL for a little bit. So it's good for me to just look at the level of play and just try to come up with some evaluations in terms of what we're looking for and what we need.
There's a lot of talk with Gus, how he very versatile defense mixes things up. What does that do to the secondary? Does that make you attack things a little differently back there?
Yeah, again, it just comes down to the structure and the scheme of how we want to do things. And I think once we can figure out exactly how we want to attack, I think that has a lot to do with the type of players that we're looking for and the different techniques and the different schemes. So for me right now, we're having our meetings and, we're getting a chance to evaluate guys. So that's where the bulk of at least my time is right now.